Blog Talk Radio.
If you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep will go out and adjourn the councils of despair.
God bless you tonight. This is the Bible class, Bible study. I want to say happy Mother's Day to those that are getting ready for their Mother's Day. And we got a Mother's Day sermon for you. And we just want to tell you about some of the things that's going on tonight. All is well. We got Mary going to read 27 number Psalms from 1 to 10, because this is the 10th. I'm going to elaborate on the 10th. And Pearl, you didn't call me, because I told you to give me a call. I could tell you something. All is well. Pastor Blue, happy birthday and happy Mother's Day together. Pastor Blue, that's for you. Mary, you on the air, Mary?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Will you read that scripture for us tonight?
Yes. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek you my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. I just read 27 number Psalm 1 through 9. Amen.
1 through 10. It's the 10th. 1 through 10, Mary.
I didn't hear you.
Did you read 1 through 10?
Oh, I got to read one more. Oh, okay. Today is the 10th. Okay. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord would take me up.
Read that one more time.
When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Mary just read Psalms 27, 1 to 10. So when my mother and sister forsake me, so God will take me up. I want to tell
when
you
my
tonight,
father,
you say, when people forsake you, God got your back. That's what it really means. And as you were reading that, I was getting revelation knowledge from that. God got your back when it seemed like things don't go right with your husband, your wife, your children. And you have to understand that I'm keeping my mind on God. And when you keep your mind on God, he will take you up. That means that he will give you another level of understanding. This week is the week for Mother's Day. And everybody hollering, mother, mother. And the mother daughter got killed. And she was on TV. She said, I put good stuff in my daughter. And I know my daughter died, but the other people that killed her, something wrong with their family. What I'm saying tonight, all is well when you serve God. David said he will take you up. When your family forsake you, what it means family when your race or your people forsake you. God got a special place for you. And God got a place to take you to the next level. Young lady called me. Said, Bishop, I got you on the speaker. Say hi to my friends. I know they wasn't a friend. So I said, I don't want to talk to them. I can't talk to you. Stop trying to make people be your friend when they ain't your friend. Stop trying to make a woman love you when she don't love you. Stop trying to make a man love you when he don't love you. You can't buy the man. You can't buy the woman. You can't buy your children. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. When Jesus went to the cross, Mary, his mother, went there. And he looked at his disciples, "Hold my mother." She was looking at her son on the cross. I'm talking about she seen her son on the cross, but she know what he had to do. Jesus looked at John and his disciples, said, "Behold my mother." What do you mean? Take care of my mother, because I got to take care of her physically. I can take care of her spiritually. And the mother will always be there. I don't care what you do. Mother will be there, right or wrong. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I want to deal with demonic spirit and the spirit that murder and kill. Now, I want to tell you that we're talking about, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Mary read from the 27th number Psalm. She read from 1 to 10. Some of you might not understand it. I'm going to have her to read it again, and I'm going to get to you step by step. This is Psalm 27th number Psalm. Mary, read that start the first verse.
Okay. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Hold it right there. Don't stop. The first thing David said, the Lord is my light. That lets you know there's something bigger than you. You have to trust not in man, not in woman, not in children, not in friends, in God. David said, the Lord is my light. The light, you know you got light in your body, your heart beat by light. Lightning, your heartbeat, and he's saying, the sun give us energy. The sun make the grass grow. If it wasn't no sun, there'd be no grass. So everything is in divine order tonight. Read on.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
He said, the Lord is the strength of my life, and who shall I fear? David was saying, well, let them know, I got somebody going to take care of me when the children say, well, mama's too old, let's put in the nursing home. Dad is too old, let's put him in the nursing home, because we don't want to fool with him. So you got to have somebody going to keep you healthy. You got to have somebody that you ask them, mama, I ain't got it, dad, I ain't got it. You got to have somebody is divinely touched. So God is saying, he's my light. David said, he's my light and my salvation. All my strength come from the Lord. And once, you know, I got a lot of women, mothers, they babysitting their children. They can't do the work for God because they mess with their grandkids. Okay? and the one, their children is getting more babies. Okay? But what I'm saying to you tonight, read on.
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
David said, when the wicked and my enemies come upon me, I didn't worry because I had God. I mean, you had the knowledge of God to get what you want. As I'm speaking, somebody getting healed tonight. As I speak tonight, somebody getting a breakthrough. You wonder what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. God going to give you a breakthrough because God going to keep the enemies away from you. Read.
Though as hosts should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident.
Now, David's saying, I'm not worried. All you evil demons, all you witches and warlocks, I got God. You can lie on me, talk about me, but I know that I'm going to rise up. I know. See, what happened to Moses, Moses couldn't handle it. God said, step back, Moses. Exodus 14:14, I fight the battle. This ain't your battle. This is God's battle.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, this is my battle. I'm worried. Let it call me today. I got to say it. My friend, it wasn't nobody in the room, her friend, because she so wants some friends so bad. You know, I just hung up. I just hung the phone up. I said, I don't want to hear this now. When you know better, you do better. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I told Mary to pray for her sister, and I told Pearl to pray for the sister. You might not like them, but you pray for them, and God going to answer your prayer. God might not answer their prayer. They might be demon-like, but because, see, a lot of things happen because you pray and ask God. Mother prayed. Her son went to Vietnam, and she prayed, Lord, let him come back safe. All his friends went to Vietnam. They died. But mother stayed on her knees praying for her son, and he come back. Okay? What I'm telling you sometimes it's better for you to pray for your children. Leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for your daughter. Pray for your son. And don't beg them. Because if they so much a demon in them, they don't recognize you no way. I was talking to a young lady. She said, my mother, they come up, my son, he doing everything else, but he ain't got time to say Happy Mother's Day. Those people are possessed by demon spirits. Those people are possessed by the devil. They're walking evil. And we're going to talk about witches, warlocks. We're going to talk about demonic spirits. And one of these, after the holiday, I'm going to get in a series of angels and demons, witches and warlocks, and black magic and white magic. We're current under white magic, white power. Now, it is a difference. I know nobody told you that. But it is a different. Read on.
Oh, you want me to read?
You read on.
Okay, one thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days
Stop
of
right
my
there.
Life.
Stop right there. David was saying, and Sister Wilson said she liked how you read, so tighten your game up. Step up your game. Okay. This is what he's saying. I ain't worried because I'm in the house of the Lord. Now, what he means, he's suited and booted up with the word of God. Talk about me, lie on me, but can't touch this. Because God got your back in front. David was saying, I'm going to stay where I can eat. I'm just making money, but I'm going to stay where prayer around me. I'm going to stay where angels around me. I'm going to stay where I know that I can get a healing. I'm going to stay where I can get the right product. One lady told me, the psychic told me, I said, baby, psychic, where they get their stuff from? If you ain't talking to a prophet, a prophetess, a psychic will give you something out the alley. The psychic will tell you what the dog said. You can't trust no psychic. It ain't psychic in the Bible. It's divine prophet of God. Psychic can't tell the lady. Psychic said, I'm going to die. You're going to die. The psychic is going to die before you die. Okay? So the one lady called me. I wanted to know something from the psychic. I said, baby, you got to ask God, and God got a prophet to tell you. That's what I'm saying. Stay away from them psychics. Psychics will mess you up. Matter of fact, they put spirits on you. They send you that spirit, and you can't get it off of you.
Wow.
The lady said she lit a black candle. I said, well, you calling for demons and the devil. Oh, what I need to do? First, you need to go to the Bible. And leave all that other mess alone. Some of you is caught up in evil because you think you can do something yourself. Only the anointing of the Almighty God. You got so many witches and warlocks out here. You got so many people trying to do something, and they all cross up. Demons. That means so much of murder. Those demon spirits. So much of killing. Demon spirit. You having children with demon spirit, and you ain't praying. See, David said, I'm in the house. Lord, I'm protected. I ain't got to get no Allstate. I ain't got to get no home. I'm protected under the power of the Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. I wish somebody would listen to me tonight. I'm telling you, God got you. But some of us, well, I'm so tired. I just stay home too long. But if somebody else is going to stay on all night, okay? See, you make all kind of excuses. I was telling the lady, instead of being up, I can't do it. If God told you to do it, y'all can do it, because God got somebody to meet you at the door to help you. If you're setting up a restaurant to feed people, whatever God gives you to set up, you washing cars or you cleaning houses, whatever God sends you to do it, you should do it. I don't beg nobody to get on the show. I let somebody else tell somebody to get on the show. Lady, Bishop, you gonna put something on the radio about the on the TV about the show now? God is sending you want to send, and them that will download will download. I'm praying for the boys in jail, those that are in the hospital that's sick tonight. I say our ancestors, east, west, north, or south. When the devil say you can't, God say you can. When the doctor say he won't, God said he will. So God would do anything with faith. Let me say, when the doctor said he can't, when the devil said he won't, God will say he will, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Read on.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
I'm going to stay with a sound mind. My mind not crossed up. Some of your mind crossed up because you're lying, doing things, throwing a rock out there. I'm going to stay in the temple of God where I can have a clear thought, a clear mind. God forgive you, but you can't get no forgiveness because you ain't have forgiveness. You think you slick than God. But I ain't got to tell nobody no. God know all. You know every hair on your head. So when you think you're getting by, you're not getting by. People have ran from the FBI, changed the name, went out of the country. They're trying to walk them down. God is like the FBI. Wherever you go, he's going to find you. If some boys robbed the Brink truck up in Chicago and got 2 bags of money. But you know, they had them truckers in the bag, trucked them right onto their house and arrested all of them.
Wow.
What I'm telling you, God got a cracker on you. from the time you were born till you die. Okay? Reason you die, because you don't ask God, like Hezekiah, the Lord, give me some of that. God gave Hezekiah 15 more years. But you so arrogant and so puffed up and so arrogant, so jealous, so evil, that you won't ask God to forgive you. You won't ask God to help you. You think you can do it by yourself. And I want to tell you tonight, you can't do nothing without God. With all the white folks that kill black folks in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, they dying like flies. They build a house, the wind blow it down. They build a house, tornado come. They build another house, the flood come. Why? Because they've been cursed. Because they didn't do God's children right. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I'm reading out of 27 number Psalm. Happy Mother's Day to you. If you don't get it together, you know, I want to say this, read another scripture.
For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
David said, in time of trouble, God got me. And we in time of trouble. We in time where witches, warlocks, is a girl, a police girl, 21 years old, coming home from work. The boy shot and killed her, tuck gun. Why? Because they're demons. They're warlocks. They're witches. They're evil. Because they come from an evil environment. Everybody hear what I'm saying? Now, but when you're with God, it's a divine protection around you. When you're with God, money, good luck, happiness, all that's coming. Read on.
He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies
Stop right there. David said, because I'm with God, he's going to make me more than them. What he's saying, Mary, he's, I'm going to make whatever they got, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to make you over them. They may have $1 million. But they all messed up. Mine messed up. Been suicide. All this homosexual stuff coming on. It looked good, but people got the monkey pop and got AIDS. It's a divine law. The divine law said man and woman. I don't care what man said. I'm going to what God said. A divine law. He said, I'm going to set you up, David, over all that evil that's going on. See, you got to be above it. You got to know better, to do better, to know witchcraft and magic and these psychics. It's nothing but from the devil. The lady said she got a letter from the psychic. Said, if you don't send me some money, you're going to die. She wrote that psychic back and said, I got Jesus. Kill him. I got God. Kill him. She said the psychic stopped writing it. She said, when the psychic, she wrote it back. She said, she wrote the whole 23rd number of Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. So you take this in, you demon. And let me tell you something. I want to say this in. Demon spirits come to possess you. The girl said she got a call from the psychic. The psychic told her, you're going to die. I said, tell her, I plead the blood of Jesus and I'm covered in the Bible. I'm covered. That means you need to read your Bible. If a prophet ain't told you nothing, you know, some of the people prophet lie. They don't prophesy, they prophet lie. A psychic can't tell me nothing because a psychic can get his information from a mule, from a dog, because he's a psychic. When Moses came to the temple and laid down the snake, that was God's snake. And then Moses had his his soothsayer, to lay their snake down. Moses' snake ate all them snakes up. Because God eat up all witchcraft and evil. So God going to set you up over. Let's stop lying to him. The way to the sin of death to get God to life, you lie. You wonder why you can't get well. Wonder why you all crossed up. It's Mother's Day. Children supposed to be able to say, Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Mother. For God so loved the world, he gave his only God. When Mary went to the cross, that was her son on the cross. And she said, that's my son. And she looked up at Jesus. Jesus said, John, hold my mother. Take care of her. Because I got this. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. And I want to tell you, when you tell your son and daughter something, and they ignore you, most times something bad happens to them. See, something, you know, and that's what happened. See, read on. Read another verse. See, God will hold
therefore,
God will lift you up over your enemy. This is Psalms 27. He said, first you got to know. Can't no psychic tell me nothing. Because I know that they're from the devil. The Bible says, prophet. A woman is a prophetess and a man is a prophet. Moses, Abraham, all of them in the Bible, prophet. It wasn't no psychic in the Bible. It wasn't no warlocks in the Bible got ate up by the dogs. And all them people told Moses, we don't know how to do this to him. Daniel, because nobody in the temple read the handwriting on the wall, Mary. They said, there's a man in jail named Daniel. Go get him. And when Daniel got there, Daniel told the king, King, I don't want half of your temple. But God said you're going to die for using his tools unholy. See, God got some prophets can tell you something. God got some prophets that he talks to every day. You might not believe it. He might not be dressed up with a silk suit or got a Rolls Royce or got an airplane. Because some of these people got airplanes, they demons. They warlocks and witches. You can't understand what a warlock and a witch tell you. Oh, they say, I'm going to die. You say, well, and the Bible said the wages of sin is death. Stop sinning, you ain't going to die. And in California, they got them psychics. They got them, you call on the phone, you give some money, and they tell you something. It ain't coming true because they reading out a book. Well, what sign are you? I don't need to know your sign. When God talk, God don't need to know if you Capricorn, if you Pisces. I don't need that. I just need the word. God don't ask you, is you Pisces, you Capricorn, or you shouldn't do this. God got men and women that are prophets from God. Moses, Abraham, and Isaac was from God. When God told Moses to do something, he said, Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And say, if they don't, he's going to die. That's what God said. When a psychic call you, you say, what did God say? It's a friend up in Minnesota. I want to say this. She said she went to the psychic to ask the psychic something. I told her, how come you ain't called me? You've been knowing me for years. Well, my daughter brought a psychic. I said, she brought hell into your house. She brought a demon into your house. You got to clean up your house and your act. Y'all better hear what I'm saying tonight. Don't get caught up in witchcraft and magic. Because witches and warlocks is of the devil. And the devil come to kill and destroy. Read on, Mary.
Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I was saying,
David,
yay. I was singing praises
unto the Lord. I'm going to stay in the house of God. Now, what David was saying, let me break it down. I'm going to stay with the word of God. I ain't going to let nobody tell me nothing ain't scripture. If it ain't in the Bible, you can't tell me. Show me in the Bible. I got $100 for you if you can show me where psyche is in the Bible. It's witches and warlocks. Now, some of you cross up. I got a book, ladies. I read the book. I burned the black candle. I said, well, who wrote the book? This psyche wrote the book. That's the devil writing you what to do. Ain't no candle going to do nothing if you got the Holy Ghost. If you got the word of God, ain't no candle going to do nothing for you. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Don't get crossed up and don't get it twisted. You got the power in you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in you, man. It's in you. Reason you sick, you ain't spoke to God. To God, I claim my healing. I claim my financial blessing. I claim my new building. You waiting on the warlock to tell you. You waiting on the witch to tell you. The witches die. The warlock die. The psychic people tricked you and they run off. And I told the lady, I said, the psychic woman to you, she was a big time prostitute. I'm reading her now. She said, what? I said, you got a hoe trying to tell you something about God. And she can't tell you nothing about your family because she out the streets. She's a flat hoe. Oh, I'm going to call you back, bitch. She ain't called me back yet. Hello? See, some people can't embrace the truth. Told the young man, I said, young man, let me tell you something. Mama was there. I said, mother, if he stay in that crowd, he's going to get killed. And I told him. He went right back there a month later. They found him under the bridge with his brains blowed out. That's where they found him at. God ain't no joke. God is serious. When a prophet pray for you, that's connecting with God. When evangelists pray for you, that's connecting with God. Huh? Can't no psychic, no warlock, witch, draft, and all that other mess. Who sell can't tell me nothing. If you buy into that, you're going to get messed up. You better hear what I'm saying. The witches and warlocks, and it's more warlocks and witches out here now. That means David said, I'm going to stay in the house of God. What David was saying, I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to stay with the word. I don't care. He's going to raise me up over them demons, over them snakes, over them vipers. Because I got God. When you got God, all you got to do is speak the word. He said the wages of sin is death, but the gift. And Matthew said, it's a seek first the kingdom. When you seek God, everything else going to get there. The house, the car, whatever you need, God going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And your ancestors, I said, well, I'm going to build that. Your ancestors want to make sure you get it. Somebody said, Mom is dead. I got a white rose. Take that white rose and throw it away and get your red rose and put it on. Put on your red dress. Why you wearing that red dress? Because mama is live in me. I got a red robe Sunday I'm wearing. I wouldn't dare put on no white, nothing white. She dead, her blood. No, she ain't dead. Because you living. Stop letting people trick you with mess. This witchcraft got you all crossed up and messed up. I asked the lady, well, I got this white robe because my mama is dead. Is you dead? You look at me now. Your mama ain't dead. Huh? Y'all better hear me. But I got to go to the cemetery. Where you going to the cemetery? And she's right there with you. Put a glass of water up and pray. You ain't got to go to the cemetery because she's right there with you. You got her DNA. Y'all ain't going to pray with me tonight. Read on.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me.
David said, Lord, when I call on you, I want you to answer me quick, fast, and in a hurry. I dare you to ask God for something. Huh? One lady said, Bridget, I'm scared to say something because when I say something, if I say something, people might die. She said, what is that? I said, that's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You've got the power of God. When you anoint it, what David said? David said, Lord, I'm going to stay with you because when I ask you to do it, you're going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Good God Almighty. That's what David's saying. I ain't fearing nobody. I don't care what they said because God got me. And when God got you this morning, this evening, whatever hour it is, you that downloaded, you want to commit suicide. If you commit suicide, that's witchcraft. How can you ask God to give you, you don't blow your brains out? Okay? There's no forgiveness for self-murder. Let me say it again. Mm-hmm. There's no forgiveness for self-murder. They found 5 boys, Mary, in the hotel room, snorting cocaine and drink. 18, 19, 20. They snorted that cocaine and they died. Now, I want to tell you, they was demons. They was robbing and sticking up people. They dead. The wages of sin is death. If you do evil, evil going to come back to you. Thank you, Tanya. Read another verse.
Okay, verse 8. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek.
Now, what David is saying, I'm going to seek God's face. That means I know the way of God. I know. I ain't seeking nobody else. If God can't do it, it can't be done. If the doctor can't do it, can't be done. Can't no friend do it. Can't no husband do it. God, you seek God. Pray to God. Call out on God. And when you call God, the ancestor coming. He going to break yokes. Some of you have not, because you ask not. Read on.
Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me,
now,
O God,
what
my salvation.
Saying, Lord, don't get mad at me, God, because I'm kind of slow. Now, some of you are slow. Okay, let me say it again. Some of you are a little slow. David's a little slow. But you're a little slow because you lack Lot. Still, God told Lot, leave and don't look back. If you look back, you come to the pillar of salt. Now, why he told her don't look back? Because homosexuality and sisters and bull diagles and ABG or whatever you call that, they was going on back in them days. God said, Lot, don't look back. She had to take one more look at some homosexuals. You look back, you turn to a pillar of salt. Some of you are kind of slow, and you're still looking back into sin. You're looking back into witchcraft. Well, homosexuals, all right, it ain't all right. Romans 1 and 26, God's out, turn them up to the rubber, baby man. They're going to die and go to hell. What do you think the monkey pop? Them sissies. Where do you think AIDS come from? People pumping people in the booty. I'm telling the truth. That's where that come from.
Wow.
Still, that's where it come from. You can't clean that up. Because God, in this Mother's Day, what if our mother had been homosexual? I wouldn't be him, and nobody on this radio show would be him. Bull Diggers and Sisters, when they run out, what they going to do? Oh, y'all ain't lying to me. I'm talking the truth. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God to life. Oh, they going to get better. No, you ain't. You got to call them out. They don't want you to call them out. If anybody on here tonight that's a homosexual, if you're a sister or bull diaper, if you're going with boys and girls, lift your hands up. I'll pray for you, and I'll cast that homosexual demon, that rape demon. Trump got a rape demon on him. Some of them got a demon messing with little kids. Some of them got a demon going with women. Women going with women, them demons. Men's going, those demon spirit people. When Jesus we're going to the other side. This is, and them demons, and they said, what's your name? He said, we're legion, many demons. And Jesus cast them out. After men, the man couldn't talk, because when they asked the man who his name, he was full of demons. Every kind of demon, murdering demon, hate, lying, he was full of demons. The man had 2,000 demons in him. When Jesus cast the demons out the man, the man could talk. The demon said, Lord, don't cast in the abyss. And then he cast the demons in the hog. The hog went crazy and went over the cliff and died. Ain't no demons in the pig. Now, some of y'all, I can't eat pork off demons. That's a lie. All them pigs died. They got drowned. Read the scripture. Now, what I'm saying to you, you got to know what is right, what is wrong. And David said, Lord, lift me over my enemies. I'm going to stay in your word. I'm going to stay close to your name. I'm going to ask forgiveness. I'm going to seed my offering and do what I, if you got a need, plant a seed. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Happy Mother's Day to them, know they mother. Okay? Two men ain't no mother. Two women ain't no mother. It take a man and a woman. Hello? That's right. Let me say it again. It take a man and a woman, and they got to do sex. Sex ain't bad. They got, you know, they want to make you think sex is evil. Sex is part of God. It's to be fruitful and multiply. Look at your animals. Look at, I've never seen two male dogs get together. See, what I'm telling you, look at the animal kingdom. They obey God. Man, the only somebody, and up in Congress, they're talking about they done passed a law. Listen to this hymn. It's a divine law, and the divine law said man and woman. That's what God said. Now, you going to pass a law over God? You think you bigger than God? That's where all this killing and murdering going on, because they have defied God. Storm and flood back to back. Every night, somebody getting killed. Every night, it's a tornado. The man ain't seen no night. Wasn't no tornado, no flood, nowhere. Because people have turned away from God. So when you embrace God, something good's going to happen. Happy birthday to you, Pastor Blue, and happy Mother's Day. Read on.
When my father and my mother forsake me, then the
when
Lord would take me up.
My mother forsaking me and all my family and friends, they get away from me because they said, I don't want to be with him. You got to get away from that damn crowd. Let me say it again. Get away from that damn crowd, because that crowd is damn, and you'll be damn in it. If I told them last year, Mary, don't go to the mall. 8 people got killed at the mall. I told them they got killed in Ohio, down in Texas, in Chicago. Stay away from that mall. Stay away from the damn, the crowd is damn. Let me say it again. Stay away from the damn crowd, because the crowd is damn. Evil. People coming to kill. They hunting. What you look like going in the picture show with a gun, going to school with a gun? You hunting. We got guns when we went hunting. But now they got assault rifles, and they going to school with them. And the Democrats and Republicans, the blood is on their hands. I'm looking for the White House to come Red House with all the blood been shed in Vietnam, Korea, and the blood been shed right here in Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. We've been killing over 200 shootings. Over 1,000 people been killed already. Violence. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me tonight. I'm talking the Holy Ghost. Read on.
That was verse 10.
Read on.
You want to read some? Huh?
Yeah.
Read some more?
Yeah.
Verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies.
Stop right there.
Deliver me.
That's verse 11.
Yes,
teach
verse
me.
11.
Teach me the way, God.
Thy way.
Thy way. First, you got to know right and wrong. They teaching you, they won't tell kids it's all right for them to be gay. That ain't right. They telling you it's all right for two women to get married. That ain't right.
Mm.
Those are demon spirits, and those that teaching that is evil. I know you don't want to embrace that. I don't want my kids going to school knowing all that mess. Let them grow up and they got to have three bathrooms. Bathroom for the men, one for women, and one for gay. That's a lot of craziness, and the Democrats and the Republicans, it's because of that. Because we got people up in the White House, it's playing all that. You got to embrace, let that go. That ain't a God. That's man-made. Thank you, Captain Spirit. Thank you for that, Mary. That was verse 11 that we read.
Yes.
I want to say to you tonight, God is able to bless you. I want to thank Mary for that reading. Mary was reading from the 27 number Psalm. We took it verse by verse where you might understand what God is saying. You may understand what God got for you. I want to tell you tonight that you can overcome the evil. Exodus 14:14. I'm praying for those families that lost loved ones, that no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight. But I want to say to you tonight, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance thing hoped for. The evidence of thing not seen, the evidence got a good report. But if you got a bucket of truth, truth and faith can go right together. When you know what you know, you do what you do. You know. Two women can't have no babies. You know that. You know two men can't have no babies. Why would you buy into that? How can you make a community? How can you make a race? You can't do that. But the devil will take your mind, make your booty shine. Yeah, that's right. I said it. And you shine, and you know you're wrong. Children ain't respecting mama. Mama respecting children. Happy Mother's Day. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to do that. I want to take you to this, what Dr. King was saying. If so many people died in Mississippi, in Arkansas, during slavery time, and they're still dying now, you know how many people that was killed, that came over, other races came over, they was given jobs and land. You were not coming. There's so much going on. Because the black man was looked down to. They don't want to respect the black man. I know y'all don't like that. This is what I want to say tonight. Here's what I want to say to you. Until this country gets itself together, floods back to back, storms back to back, earthquakes back to back, until we repent, the churches have took a back seat. The churches, pastors, want airplanes. A Rolls Royce, a Bentley, and a bunch of women. Woo! And say the government gonna take care of you. It ain't the government job to take care of you. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying tonight there are gonna be some serious changes in 2023 and 2024. Psychic cyber warfare. People, robots. These major companies trying to put people out of work, making robots, bringing all these people in at the border, and some of them got AIDS, some of them got cancer, some of them got sick, ain't seen, been through the jungle, mosquito bites, all of that, bringing them into America. Somebody let them sleep on the floor. It's unsafe. People to sleep on the floor where a police department at, because that's emergency. All kind of crooked stuff is going on because these politicians won't stand up and do what's right. Dr. King said it, and I'm saying it.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burden both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power. Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And this is what we are faced with. And this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with a pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Wait, do we Martin out of it for a moment? Martin's very rare, very great man. Martin's rare for two reasons. Part because just because he is. And because he's a real Christian and he really believes in nonviolence. He's right at something in himself, which permits him, allows him to do it. And he still has great moral authority in the South. There's none whatever in the North. Poor Martin has gone through God knows what kind of hell to awaken the American conscience. But Martin has reached the end of his rope. There's something that Martin can't do. Martin's only one man. Martin can't solve the nation's central problem by himself. There are lots of people, lots of black people, I mean now, who don't go to church no more, and don't listen to Martin, you know. And anyway, are themselves produced by civilization, which is always glorified violence, unless the Negro has a gun.
At Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of the state. After getting the news that Meredith had been shot, Dr. King, Stokely Carmichael, and Floyd McKissick met together at Memphis and agreed that the march would continue. It would be sponsored jointly by COR, SNCC, and SCLC, with the understanding that all other civil rights organizations would be invited to join. We have also agreed that they issue a national call for support and participation. Dr. King prophesies, as the day's discussions continued, that they were usually pushed to the background by the outbursts of enthusiasm engendered by the large crowd. That turned out to greet them in every time. had he been marching for about 10 days when we passed through Grenada, Mississippi, on our way to Greenwood, Mississippi. Douglas did not conceal his eagerness to reach Greenwood, for this was slick territory in the sense that the organization had worked courageously during the turbulent summer of 1964. The king continues as we approach the city. Large crowds of old friends and new turned out to welcome as a huge mass meeting was held that night, which was held in a city park. Stokely mounted the platform after allowing the audience with a powerful attack on Mississippi justice. He proclaimed what we need is black power. Willie Ricks, the power orator, leaped to the platform and shouted, what do we want? Power. Black power. And Rick cried, what do we want? And the response was black power. That response grew louder and louder until it reached a fever pitch. This was the beginning of the slogan, black power. I know that this particular question has disturbed a lot of people. But I don't think if it is understood in the right context, if it is interpreted right, there is nothing wrong with black power any more than something, any more than living along with white power. Or Jewish power. Or Polish power. The Green turned out to be the arena for the threat of the black power slope. The phrase had been used long before by Richard Wright and others. Until that night, it had not been used as a slogan of the civil rights movement. Black people who have been crushed so long by white power and who have been taught that black was degrading, it had a very appeal. The king goes on to say that power is now a part of the nomenclature of the national community. So, to some, it is abhorrent. To others, dynamic. To some, it is tough. To others, it is exhilarating. To some, it is downright frightening. To others, it is a new day of unity. Black people. Since black power means different things to different people, and indeed being essentially and emotional can mean different things to the same person on different occasions. It is impossible to attribute it ultimate meaning to any single individual or organization. One must look beyond personal
that others may take from them, and of the toil
Angola, and in the lives with which they come in contact. Here in the arms is another hand of peacemaking, which makes a vivid contrast when faced beside the withering oppression of prestige and appearance. Wait, no. Here is the salvation of my country. That is the real saving of peace, the redemption of a life from the domains of fear into that of hope and trust. We have our cause, others to hold ourselves to pitiful saving of faith, or transforming salvation of continents through faith. All thinking people would agree that the black power is psychological, and it is the psychological call to manhood. For years, the black man has been taught in America that he is nobody, that his color is a sign of biological depravity, that his being has been stamped with an indelible imprint of inferiority, that his whole history has been soiled with the filth of worthlessness. All too few people realize how slavery and racial segregation have scarred the soul and wounded the spirit of the black man. The whole dirty business of slavery was based on the premise that the black man was a thing to be used, not a person to be respected. A thousand times a week, the black man in American slavery, word for word, is bigger. No count. No good. He was told even by all white preachers that he was designed by God to be a cure of good and a star of what, and that it was a sin to desire to be free. But the old Negro hold the slave. You are not niggers. You are not slaves. You are not used of wood and cloth of water. You are children. Both light and whole souls. And God the word and by the loose one. You are the children. When we think of black power, we think first of the black man, recognizing himself as a man. And as a child of God, made just a little lower than God. And I, with glory and honor, in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and the 21st and the 22nd verse, it is written, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God, in his image, God created him. Male and female created he them. And it can be right, left, and it, brown and yellow, black and white, created he them. Oh, Lord, build them up above earth, and down from one horse, from one common stuff, from one God, God made all men upon the face of earth.
Economic strength to do Stop
control the business. If I don't mean anything, get out of our community. We must not only do that, we must control the education. You got to hear me on that line here. We must control the education in our community. I don't mean just teach. I mean control from the board of education to make our policy for what goes on in the Negro community. You don't hear me? We must learn from the control of the banking in our community. We must put our money in black banks. No bank can exist unless it has federal backing and federal insurance. No matter what it is, black or white, it is going to have the white bank. It doesn't have anything but federal protection. And the Negro Bank will have the same thing by law. We must control the bank in the Negro ghetto. By law, we must control the police. Police in our community. I don't need to try to help us. I need to get up there with the commissioner by the decision to be made that the police will do. We must control the police in the black community. We must control the law. You don't hear me? We must also control and the people who work in the leaders. Because you don't realize it, but the movement of poverty involves billions of dollars. You don't hear me? We must control production in our community. We must build the building being built where we live. You don't hear me tonight. We must learn to respect and trust one another. I better stand out again. But this is one of our main handicaps. We are suspicious of each other. The white folks brought us fear and distrust and be suspicious of each other in slavery. They put the black Negroes against the black Negroes. They put the poor Negroes against the better to do Negroes. They put the town Negroes against the country Negroes. They call us to disrespect and be suspicious of, in
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweep, going out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote portraits, sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life. This onward push to the end of self-fulfillment is the end of a person's life. Now, don't stop here, though. You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves? And they use everybody as mere tools to get to where they're going. They don't love anybody but themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people is utilitarian love. You know, they just love people that they can use. A lot of people never get beyond the first dimension of life. They use other people as mere steps to which or by which they can climb to their goals and their ambitions. These people don't work out well in life. They may go for a while. They may think they're making it all right. But there is a law. They call it the law of gravitation in the physical universe, and it works. It's final. It's inexorable. Whatever goes up can come down. You shall reap what you sow. God.
for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
So y'all listen to this. See,
I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing, and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, just say,
this is my season for grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working.
Don't feel good,
but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all.
Everything is working.
coming to our show tonight. Glad to see you, Deborah Ann. And you did a marvelous job, Mary. I didn't see Pearl tonight. But this is Mother's Day. We're going to be praying for Mother's Day. Sunday, we got a Mother's Day sermon. Plant your seed. I told you to plant your seed for Mother's Day. God gonna bless you. We just about on our last leg of the show. I enjoyed you that come to see that what was going on. And the angel Masamusa and Exodus 23:20, God will always send an angel to you. Father, open our eyes, we might see. We're praying for you tonight. And we got about 10 seconds to go. And I want you to read tonight Exodus 14:14 and read Proverbs chapter 4 verse 22, Genesis 17 verse 5, and be blessed tonight. I'm looking to see you. Share this number with somebody who needs to listen. I didn't see Roshanda tonight. God bless you tonight.